AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The first full day for Republican Senator Marco Rubio's presidential campaign, and the Today Show asked him if he was crowding his friend and fellow Florida Republican Jeb Bush out of the race by running now.
We need to move in a new direction as a country, and obviously Governor Bush is going to be a strong candidate with his own set of ideas. I think people will listen to those ideas and be impressed. But ultimately, I feel at this moment that I'm best positioned to help lead this country into the 21st century.
Hillary Clinton's taken her presidential campaign on the road. First stop, Iowa, today.
The big rally and campaign kickoff speech won't happen until sometime next month. Until then, it'll be small, more intimate events for Hillary Rodham Clinton, like the one planned for today at a community college in a small town here in Iowa. Clinton is scheduled to tour an advanced manufacturing lab before sitting down and talking with about a half dozen students and faculty. The aim is to set aside her celebrity status and get to know average Americans on a more personal level.
Our correspondent Jerry Bodlander reporting there from Des Moines. He is turning himself in, a 73-year-old Oklahoma volunteer deputy who police say mistook a handgun for a stun gun and shot a suspect. Is turning himself in today, according to his lawyer. Robert Bates, who is white, accidentally shot Eric Harris, who was black, during an undercover operation on April 2nd, say police. He's charged with manslaughter. Harris was treated by medics at the scene and died at an area hospital. One of the 10 former Atlanta educators convicted in a cheating scandal is accepting a possible sentencing deal. Prosecutors will be recommending weekends in jail for 6 months, fines, and community service as part of the deal. This is AP Radio News. Tonight, Missouri is set to execute a black man sent to death row by a white jury. Andre Cole knifed his ex-wife and killed a friend of hers in a rage over child support payments, but supporters say racial bias played a part in the decision to execute him. A judge has now agreed to halt the execution, ruling that he's mentally ill, but the attorney general is appealing that decision. Our Jim Salter is in St. Louis.
Advocates for Andre Cole have asked Governor Nixon to grant clemency based on concerns about the way he was convicted and sentenced. Basically, an all-white jury convicted and sentenced Andre Cole in 1998, even though there were competent black jurors who were excluded from the case.
The parents of a Vermont woman who died last year have sued Botox maker Allergan, saying treatment of her cerebral palsy with Botox contributed to her death. Mandy Fortuna was 21. Allergan isn't talking about the lawsuit. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.